the Blue Raiders, MTSU, taking on that pesky Western Kentucky. Coming up at 2 o'clock, pregame coverage with Chip Walters at 1:30 on 93.3 Classic Hits. And speaking of Chip, we choose Chip, and he joins us now here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Chip, how the heck are you?
Well, good, okay, boys. How about y'all?
You know, we're good. We're just sitting here. Joe's about to have his third breakfast of the morning. And, you know how that goes, traveling with him for football. But we're just ready to watch more hoops today.
Yep. Our team right now, it's 4 hours before tip-off. So that's when pregame meal happens, and they are all just going into pregame. So and then they'll have a little scouting and film session afterwards and head over to the arena and get it going at 2 o'clock. So just, you know, happy to be playing again today and hope that, you know, we're playing again tomorrow, but it's going to be a tough, Western Kentucky really played good last night. They won by 20 over New Mexico State, you know, middle by beating Louisiana Tech has kind of inherited the 2 seed and was able to get the day of rest yesterday. And, you know, you hope that that plays into your favor in, you know, middle and Western split this year. So we'll see. It should be a good one. And I would imagine there's going to be a good number of cars with blue and red on them heading down I-65 today.
I'm curious, Chip, about that day off. And, you know, look, no coach is going to turn down extra rest, especially during this time of year. But, you know, when you get into tournament play, you kind of get into a bit of a rhythm. And so how do you think Coach McDevitt has handled that, having that extra day of you beat La Tech on Wednesday and then you're kind of able to work on some things and rest the body up for that extra day before today's game?
Well, that's the big thing, Chase, is that, you know, the game with Louisiana Tech was the 8 o'clock game on Wednesday night, and Western played the 8 o'clock game last night. And you know, if any coach has a choice to be able to get that extra day of rest, they're going to take it. And not that it is total rest, because they did have about an hour and 15 minute practice yesterday, not real physical, but just going over, and they had to go over things, you know, for both Western and New Mexico State, because you didn't know how that game was going to come out. You figured Western might have an edge, but you just don't know until you play them. So they went over some, you know, things to refresh and with both of those teams. And now this morning, they'll obviously, as soon as they get through eating, they'll go back through, you know, hyper-focused on Western Kentucky. And, you know, and the coaches were on site last night. The assistant coaches were there scouting and, you know, just to make sure to see if, you know, they had thrown in any new wrinkles on out of bounds plays or anything like that. But, you know, by the time you get here, you know, what you do offensively is what you do, and what you do defensively is what you do. But those wrinkles can come in on, you know, calls on certain sets or inbound plays, things like that. But, you know, it's going to be a good atmosphere in there today. And so far, Huntsville's been a really great host for this event.
We're talking to what I think the best voice in college athletics, Chip Walters, the voice of the Blue Raiders. The men go at 2 o'clock today, the women tonight at 5:30 versus Louisiana Tech. All right, so Chip, down the stretch, you know, middle started out kind of rough in the season, had some injuries, things that you never want to happen, but played really strong in the month of February. How much is that playing into how well they performed versus Louisiana Tech on Wednesday night?
Well, I think, you know, confidence is a huge deal, and when you end the year, you won, what, 7 out of your last 12 and 6 in a row at home coming into the tournament. And the both games with Louisiana Tech, you know, and Coach McDevitt, I think, you know, talked to his team in the correct manner about this, that, you know, the game in Murfreesboro on January 11th, way back then, when Middle was not very good offensively at the time, you know, that was a tie game with 2 minutes to play, and Tech hit a couple of baskets and Middle had the foul, so it ended up being about an 8-point game. And then down in Ruston last Saturday, so it was last Saturday we were playing them down there, and Tech scored the first 7 of each half and won by 14. And so, I mean, he sold his guys on the fact that, you know, basically you played them even outside of a couple of dry pockets to start each half, and they did that. And down five at the half the other night, you know, I thought Middle really came out. They finished the half well after being down eight and came back, cut it to three, actually, and then it ended up five at the half. And then they came out and got the game tied, finally got the lead at 41-40 and never lost the lead. Tech cut it back to one on a couple of occasions, but Middle really defended well, and in particular on the last possession where Louisiana Tech had about 15 seconds and they got two shots off in one of them by the conference player of the year. And just defended it well, you know, got in the way, and, you know, they contested the shot, didn't try to block it, which meant you didn't give the officials an opportunity to call fouls. And, you know, that was their defense and rebounding in the second half really gave them a good deal of confidence. And plus, Justin Porter, who had not scored a point in the first half, scored 18 in the second half, and you got a double-double, the eighth double-double since Christmas for Jared Coleman-Jones. So, you know, they played with a lot of confidence in the second half and I think got Tech on their heels a little bit. Today's going to be, you know, you wipe that clean and you start over fresh today.
You know, I listened to you Wednesday night, Chip, you and Kyle on Classic Hits 93.3 Wednesday night, and you said something at the end, you're like, you know, Middle's now just two wins away from going to the tournament. And it just, I don't know, it kind of hit me right. It was like, yeah, let's roll with this because, you know, you are. The team is two wins away from going to the tournament. These are two games, three teams they possibly face that they can beat and get to the tournament. I mean, that would be just a great story, Chip, if Middle could make this run through the CUSA tournament.
It certainly could. And, you know, every team that's left today is 80 minutes away. And that's why your attention to detail, soaking in the scout, all of that is such an important thing. And to go out and not leave anything on the floor, let the chips fall where they may. You're playing your rival today, which there's going to be a lot of folks in the arena, and this one gets personal. So it'll be a lot of fun, and I think, you know, with Middle playing back-to-back games, although, you know, there's an in-between session deal, but playing right. The 2 o'clock game and the 5:30 game, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of folks, might have a little Conference USA fever today and taking the day off and heading south.
Well, and I know, Chip, it has to help that it's a quick drive down to Huntsville. That's really convenient for both fan bases, for Middle and for Western.
Well, you look, and, you know, the last several years, the tournament's been at the Star in Frisco, which North Texas was the closest school, and that was, they were 30 minutes away. Outside of that, everybody was like 4 hours or more away from it. It was just really hard. They were a good host, but you were playing at a football facility that was set up for basketball, and now you're at an arena where your driving distance for Middle, for Western, for Jacksonville State, for Louisiana Tech, and everybody else can, you know, whether they fly directly into Huntsville or if they fly into Nashville or Birmingham, it's easy to get to. And next year, Kennesaw State comes into the league, so that's going to be an easy drive. It's in a much better location for a lot of folks. And I'll tell you, in Huntsville, it is a big event for them. And, you know, out in Texas, it was kind of another thing going on. And here, they've really embraced it. And, like, last night, they started having free concerts every night at 8 o'clock for the remainder of the tournament. So for folks who aren't going to the games at that point, you can go watch a free music show. All part of the Von Braun Civic Center. The Probst Arena is the big arena where they play hockey and all that, and that's where we're playing the basketball games. But there's the Mars Music Hall. There's all this other stuff that's all part of the Von Braun Civic Center, and it's made for one big, really good central location for the whole event and a lot of hotels and restaurants right around the arena.
Well, Chip, it's going to be fun for sure. We'll be watching and listening on 93.3 Classic Hits. I know you have the pregame show at 1:30, Tip, just after 2 o'clock. thanks so much for doing this today, and go Big Blue.
Appreciate it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Chip Walters, the voice of the Middle Tennessee.
Choose Chip, the voice
of the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. And, again, you can hear that on 93.3 Classic Hits. That'll be a fun one against Western.